Welcome everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Coin Your Life. Testing my new microphone and everything, and hopefully I don't have no echoes. I'm trying to get the echoes out, so bear with me. Alright, it should sound good in your end, but I got two headphones on. It's coming out two ears. No, my voice, it sound like echo to me. So when you're in, I hope it don't sound like an echo. I'm gonna find out. Well, the fifth season of Star Trek Discovery. I've been watching the first season all night, and I love the fourth season, and I love the third season too. I mean, the fourth and the fifth season is gonna be really good, guys. So watch Star Trek Discovery, April. I think April the 15th. Also, Fallout from the game Fallout is coming on Amazon in April. And Hello, that game, I think it's Hello. It's also on Paramount Plus. They got a new season of that. So go watch that. And soon, the end of Star Trek Discovery, the fifth season, I'm going to start watching Fallout. Discovery, I watch the reruns of Discovery. I mean, reruns of Strange New Worlds. You know, I'm sorry, people. Sorry, Strange New World fans. I'm just not feeling it, you know. Season 1, 2, and 3, I'm not feeling it. You know, I'm really disappointed in some two of the seasons, the first and second season. You know, it seems like that, I don't know, I'm going to be on this topic for a while on Star Trek Strange New Worlds, and I'm just not feeling it, okay? I think those standalone episodes belong to Discovery. I think all those, except two, belong to Discovery. I think they was written for Discovery, but they were disapproved by the executive producers in Paramount. And they should be standalone episodes for Discovery. And they could have wrote some seasons for Strange New Worlds too, and I bet Star Trek Legacy gonna get some shows too. Excuse me for a minute.
pretty days around me, but I fixate on ugly features. Creature comforts push me further away from think I wanna be here. Sorry's echo out like seashells. Well, I thought I'd hear the ocean, they sell hope by the seashore. Hope I get to hold them a little longer for my details. Exposing from my bogus hocus pocus, world be magic, but I'm locked inside a own. It's self-imposed, it's all self-imposed. Pretty days all around me, but I can never focus on the good. Oh yeah, that's the good. Or is it with no exquisite? If it hit me with a fish stick across the face like, is it Tom and Jerry? Tip it, tap it, caught up in my pet. Pointed points of passion like, that's when I had it. Pointed all the sad like, that's where my dad is. Drifting through the tapics to the last laugh, so close that I can grab it. Pretty days all around me, but all I see the back. Think I need some glasses. Think I need some contacts. Think I need a better view. Think I need some glasses. Think I need some contacts. Think I need some spectacles. Think I need some glasses. Think I need some contacts. Think I need a better view. Think I need some glasses. Think I need some contacts. Think I need some spectacles.
I would be hella happy if I put time into practice. If I believed in magic, maybe I could make it happen. Too focused on my craft to see there's art inside this madness. Couldn't tell you where I'm going, cause I can't see where I have been. I think I need some context, I'm only doing passive. With 10 toes in the grass, I couldn't say what shade the grass is. I need to drop the sash, cause the men I knew grew on my heart is diamonds every time I started crying. Growing up, they told me flex up, but don't fess up to the cash. Middle finger upstep to the man that they want me to be, cause I'm better as me. Shout out to my family, they think I'm the black sheep. I'm more like a black king. With crown that's a roof on a house for anxiety. And all the things that I shouldn't regret, but I can't seem to get through my head. At the time that I spent on my past, will be better off spent on me trying to make peace with the man in reflection. I wanna be present, struggle to soak in the moment. I'm choking on things that I should've said and things that I should've did. Panda for sending me this, knowing I can see shit without rocking prescription untinted lenses. I'm in my feelings, so deep I persist to my own ascension. I budget to pay attention, stun the shade for the cloud of vision. My skin tone is stunning as sun ray, but I better relate to the day when it turned gray. Addicted to earn wage, high stress, so I burn sage. I'm addicted to growth, need a rack just to focus. I think I need some glasses. Could see hella happy if I put time into practice. If I believed in magic, maybe I could make this happen. I'm too focused on her to see there's beauty in this. Damn, hold on.
Think I need some glasses. Think I need some contacts. Think I need a better view. Think I need some glasses. Think I need some contacts. Think I need some spectacles. Think I need some glasses. Think I need some contacts. Think I need a better view. Think I need some glasses. Think I need some contacts. Think I need some spectacles.
jingle them bells and frolic. Oh, by gosh, some stalling. Eggnog, gin and tonic make Yuletide gay and jolly. Same procedure every year, I just can't get enough. I drink till Rudolph reappears, a toast to him, that red-nosed deer. Jingle them bells and frolic, it's the best day of the year. Come fly with me now, Rudy. I'm loaded. Hours and minutes till the last week of December. For me, the Christmas spirits flow as early as September. It's the best of seasons. Come and raise your glass and sing. No need for other reasons. Glory to the newborn king. I drink to Santa and his helpers too. Here's to mistletoes and here's to you. Jingle them bells and frolic, come. Let's sing and dance and cheer. It's the best time of the year. The best day of the year. Yes, it is the best day of the year. Hear, hear.
Sorry about that, people. Welcome to another edition of the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. I hope you enjoyed the music and all. But like I said, all Star Trek fans, the last season of Star Trek Discovery, one of the best Star Treks since Deep Space Nine, will be airing its fifth season. Okay? And Fallout coming on Amazon Prime. Fallout in April. And Julio, hello, on Paramount Plus. Alright? Not getting no money for announcing this, but these are the shows I like. And I'm sure they're going to be pretty good and then pretty better than Strange New Worlds. Because of Star Trek, they're going to have competition. And I ain't saying Strange New Worlds is bad. No, it's Star Trek. It just got to get launched, you know. Got to do something. We want to see some more action, more adventure and all. You got Spot. You got Uhura. You got Scotty now. Come on. Let's get with it, people. Stop doing them Broadway plays and Harry Potter books on Star Trek and get to Star Trek. Alright? Hear me, Paramount? Don't want to see no more Harry Potter Star Trek. Don't want to see no Broadway, New York Broadway Star Trek. We want Star Trek, Star Trek. Alright. I don't know what's going on in the news and nothing. I haven't been watching the news and then crazy stuff. And it's 2024, so we know that Donald Trump might be hitting for election again. Let's pray that he don't and everything. Let's pray that a lot of people get him off the ballot. We don't want him in office. We don't need him in office. He was a poor president. He was the worst president ever. And he didn't handle the COVID-19 pandemic. He just opened a bunch of bad worms and just, oh my God. They talking about Joe Biden is too old. This man don't need to be president either. You know? And I don't know. Maybe some good come out of it if he do. Maybe he'll be better than he was before. If he do become. I don't know what way it'll go. So that's what happened in a strange country of ours. But I got good news. My book, March the 30th, Data Blood. It's about alien, half human, who've been on Earth for a long time. Now he is spoiling deep secrets that the governments, the most powerful governments, have been doing. And those secrets are North Korea, United States, China, Russia, and Great Britain been hiding a really dark secret for a long time against hitting from us, from the American people and their people. They've been working together, kidnapping their own people and selling it to aliens. That's all I'm going to give you. Data Blood on Amazon Books. Go buy it. Corey Whitlock. You just type in Corey Whitlock and go buy the book. The book is going to be $12.99 on Amazon Prime. And it's a pretty good book, people. I'm announcing it now on March the 30th. Data Blood. Go. Get it. Alright. Third book. And buy the other books too. Burning Love, Ocean and Sky. My first book. Mr. Boogie Shoes. My second. Also, I got journals. And I got notebooks. On my Amazon website. So go to my, type my first and last name in, and go buy my books. I know people is listening, because I play the music. I gotta go buy my free royalty subscription so I can have the license to play this music. But that's all good because I got the money. You know, I will be legal to play the music on my podcast and YouTube. So, if those who own the music is listening, I will be legal. Don't worry. It's free royalty music that I got on here. And y'all know the story. Just the regular things, you know, in life. Just bring you down. I'm not going to be on here this long, okay? This is just a short podcast to let you know Season 5 is up and running. We're going to do an intaker and outtaker. And it's going to be an announcement. Going to be a guy to do the announcement. And when I say goodbye and goodnight, that guy going to come back and say goodnight. And join us for the next episode of the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Until then, I got to go. I tell you, thank y'all for listening. Get this up and let you know it's new hope on the horizon. Thank you for listening and see you on the next episode of the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show.